सहनाववतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
So Arjuna asks question to the Lord, please tell me the essence of Tyaga and Sannyas. What is Tyaga? It's the renunciation of fruit of action. Renunciation of fruit of action means it's not physical renunciation of fruit of action. It means not craving for a specific fruit of action. I want this, only this much. If you crave for a specific, then you are bound to get sorrow. Why? Because you have not taken into account what you have done in the past, what you are going to need in the future, that is not known to us. Lord knows what we have done in the past and what we require in the future. Therefore, considering past and future, Lord gives a fruit of action to us, which may not be as per our expectation. If we expect, then in that sorrow will definitely come. It may match, it may not match. So he wanted to know about the Tyag and Sannyas. Tyag is renunciation of fruit of action, and Sannyas is renunciation of the ego, the doership and enjoyership. So for getting up to that Sannyas, getting to the Sannyas, the means is Tyag. You have to start with the karma phal tyag. You have to have prasad buddhi. We don't have this prasad buddhi now. We are not doing as per karma yoga. We are doing sakam karma, which will satisfy my ego. The Lord says, okay, let me give you the first four references, some quotations from different or some darshanic, what are their views. So see, he says, kamyanam karmananyasam sannyasam kavyobudhu. One view is that if you renounce the kamya karma, desire prompted action, then it is sannyas. Other says, sarva karma phalatyagam prahustyagam vichachana. Other school says, if you renounce the fruit of action of all karma, sarva karma. Now we have seen the difference between sarva karma and kamya karma. Kamya karma is one of the sarva karma. And the third opinion is tyajyam dosvati ke karma prahu manishina. Manishina, contemplative people say, you should not do any action. Right? All actions have got dos, a shortcoming. What is that? They bind. Both pap and punya bind us. Even if you go on doing punya karma, you will get devloka. You will go to the swarga. Chine punya, martaloke vishanti. Again, you will come back here. So there is a dosh in the karma. Therefore, we should not do any karma. It is not the opinion of Lord. Lord is giving quotations of different people's understanding. Third, the fourth ओपिनियन लॉर्ड से यज्ञदान तप कर्म न त्याज्यम इति चापरे, यज्ञदान तप शुड नॉट बी रिनाउंड, दैट शुड बी डन. वेरी गुड. देन इन श्लोकल नंबर 5 लॉर्ड से निश्चयम श्रीनु में तत्र त्यागो भरसत्नम त्यागो ही पुरुष व्याग्र त्रिविध सफर. तो त्याग इज ऑल्सो 3 टाइप्स एंड लॉर्ड इज सेइंग दिस त्याग इंक्लूड संन्यास because both have got a common factor, renouncing. Renouncing of ego, renouncing of fruit of action. So, in both cases, renunciation is there. You have to renounce something. So, tyag. Lord is with that. So, he first of all, he affirms, yagyadan tapa karma na tyajyam. You should not leave yagyadan tapa. Na tyajyam. Karma eva tata, you should do them. That is your duty. Karyam evatat. Karyam evatat. Karyam means you have to do it. Yajna udan tapasyaiva pavanani manishinam. But if you do, when you do this yajna udan tapa, that will purify your mind. Purification of mind is the first basic important qualification of a seeker. If the mind becomes pure, then you become fit for the knowledge. Otherwise, knowledge will not happen. 1,000 times we say you are Brahman, but we are not ready to accept it. Why? Because mind is not pure. When the mind is pure, it will happen. Etani api tu karmani, even this yajna dan tapa karma, he says, these are also done. Etani api karmani, sangam tapta phalani cha, without any attachment to the action and without expecting any specific fruit of action. Yajna dan tapa also should be done with this view. Phalam taktva, phalani taktva, what is phalani taktva? Not craving for specific fruit of action. And sangam taktva, no attachment. Kartyabhyaniti me partha, it is my duty to do it. Yajyadantap is my duty to do it. I will do it. That way it should be done. Nishchitam matam uttamam, nishchitam matam, mam matam. My opinion is the Lord's opinion. And he said nishchitam, it is firm. I am not going to change it. Uttamam, it is the best opinion. Firm and best opinion of the law that yajna dan tap should be done. Why this should be done? Because it is going to purify you. Purification is a must, it is the first step. Without purification, nothing will happen. All of us want to sit in the meditation and want to see the Brahman without following the 5 chapters in Bhagavad Gita. The 6th chapter in Bhagavad Gita is Dhyana Yoga. After preparing yourself, in chapter 3 Lord has said Karma Yoga, 4th and 5th, they all are relating to Karma Yoga with a different attitude of the mind, different attitude. In Karma Yoga, it is only Prasad Buddhi. Slowly, slowly, he will take you to Sanya. There is no doership. He takes you there. Then after he says, you do the Dhyana. But we all want to go to the final step first, without purification of mind. Therefore, we all fail in our attempt. All fail in our attempt. So, etani api tu karmani sangam takta phalani cha kartavyani, it is my duty. Then he says, what is tamasik tyag? He says, niyatasya tu sanyasa karmano no upavadyate moha tasya parityaga tamasa parikirtita. Niyatasya tu sannyasa. Niyatasya means niyat karma. Sannyasa, I have given up, renounced. Niyatasya, what is niyat karma? Nitya karma and namitya karma. You have got a duty toward your own body, you have got a duty toward family, you have got a duty toward the society, country, nation, universe. You have got a duty. But if you say, I will not do my duty, I will not do my duty. Niyatasya tu sannyasa, karmano na upadyate, karmano na upadyate, it is not justified. It is not justified. If you don't do your duty toward yourself, your family, then it is a tamasik tyaga. A tamasik tyaga. Na paridhaga, karmano na upapadyate. Karmano na upapadyate means you will not get fruit. Fruit of tyag, you will not get. Don't say and come and say that I have renounced what? My duties. My nitya karma. Now from this day onward I am not going to look after my family. Are that is your nitya karma. You have to see. You have to do. Kaun bola tha shaadi karne ko? Who told you to get married? After getting married you don't want to do your duty. That is your nitya karma now. We all happily got married. Nobody forced us. Once you have got married, then you have got a duty. That duty will be done. After marriage, you have to say, what will happen? You have to do your duty now. No way out. If you don't do it, don't call it tyaga. That tyaga is tamasik tyaga. No upapadyate. No upapadyate means your mind will never get purified. Unless you do your niyat karma in a specific way, your mind will not get purified. No upapadyate. How is doing? Mohata. Moha. Is the delusion. Mohata sa parityaga. Such people, those who are ignorant, they renounce their duty, niyat karma. If you renounce your duties, kartavya karma, visa is to be done. We have to do the niyat karma and namitya karma. We have no choice. We have to do it. If you renounce it, that is tamasik tyaga. Tamasik tyaga. What will happen? Karmano na upapadyate. Karmano na upapadyate means it's not justified and you will not get the fruit of that tyaga. Tyaga is very much respected. Sannyas is very much respected in our society. But if you renounce your own duties, that will be tamasik. And how are you doing? Moha, because of the delusion, because of the wrong understanding, because of the ignorance you are doing, Arjun was also inclined to do that in Yuddha Bhumi. Arjun was inclined. I will not fight. He sat down. I am ready to beg bhiksha. I will do that bhiksha. No. What will happen? If you change your profession. Change your profession means you were born in Kshatriya without exhausting the vasana of Kshatriya in a proper way. What is that proper way? By way of Karma Yoga. Unless you exhaust your vasana in Karma Yoga way, your mind will not purify. If your mind is not purified, you will not get the knowledge. Even Lord gave the knowledge to Arjuna, but it did not work. So Lord understood there is some obstruction. Some obstruction is there. What is that obstruction? His vasanas are there. He was born in Kshatriya family, he had the vasana. Therefore, he was Shrestha Dhanurdhar also. Shrestha Dhanurdhar, that was his vasana. So Lord made him also to work with. And gave him the knowledge of Karma Yoga, and he, according to that, he worked and got the knowledge. Next.
Dukkham hit इत्येवयत् कर्म दुःखमित्येवयत् कर्म कायक्लेशभयात् त्यजेत्
काय केशभयात् त्यजेत्
सकृत्वा राजसं त्यागम्
सकृत्वा राजसं त्यागम्
नैव त्यागफलं लभेत्
नैव त्यागफलं लगे
दुःखमित्येव यत् कर्म काय क्लेशभयात् त्यजेत् सकृत्वा राजसं त्यागम् नैव त्यागफलं लभेत्
दुःखमित्येव यत् कर्म. Now Lord is going to talk about the rajasic त्याग. I am renouncing my nitya and naimittik karma. Why? Dukkha, it gives me sorrow. I have to stand in line for 4 hours to get the darshan of the Lord. It is dukkha. So I will not stand. Kaya klesh bhayataye. Kaya klesh. It will give me kaya klesh. Torturing of my own body. Kaya klesh. And there is a fear, bhai. Therefore. So some give up because they think it will give me sorrow. It is my duty to do. Lord says you have to do it. You have got no choice. There is no rag and dvesh. You have got no choice in that. But if you renounce your nitya and naimittik karma, niyat karma, which is your duty to do, and you are giving excuses, what is the excuse? Dukkham. It will give me sorrow. Kaya klesh. It will give me the torture, the pain to the body. Kaya klesh. Bhayat. Out of the fear of that you are doing. If somebody asks you, do you like sports? You say, yes. Which sport? Outdoor or indoor? Indoor. Okay. In indoor? Yes, I like indoor. Chess. Carom. Ludo. No kaya klesh. You will not say in indoor basketball kar lete hain, ye kar lete hain. No. Kaya klesh. Dukkham. A person joined wrestling. And in the first round itself, he got so many knocks. He tells his teacher, do you have a correspondence course in wrestling?
Correspondence
course. The kaya klesh, you are hitting me. Kaya klesh. And so, somebody wanted to join military. You know, whenever their vacancies are announced in the military now, all youth, they want to go there. So they have got a specific requirement, your height, weight, and the chest and all that. They see, everybody wants to go in there. Because everybody thinks, ladai to hota nahi hai, baithe baithe khana hai. So when they are training starts early morning, physical exercises, running, hurdles, this and that. Bhagyate. Kaya klesh. Sakritva rajasam tyagam. This is rajasik tyaga. Naivam tyaga phalam labhet. Naivam tyaga phalam labhet. You will not get the fruit of tyaga. This is not a good tyaga. You see, the tyag of karma phal will take you to the sannyas and ultimately you will get knowledge and liberation. That is the ultimate goal. So by renouncing your duties, nitya and naimittik karma, na tyagam phalam labhet. What is the tyag phal, the ultimate goal? What is the goal? That you will get liberation. You will not get liberation. Na tyagam phale labhet. But we have studied something different.
Tyagat Santim Anantaram. God has said, by renouncing you get the Santi.
By Tyag you get the Santi. He was, no. You will get the Santi, Tyag Santi will happen only when you have done your duties. Then only it will happen. Not up before that.
Then, therefore, I haven't done. Also, they refer, na karmana, na prajya, dhani, na tyage naichi.
You cannot get it by karmana. I want knowledge. Or by action, you can't get it. Or na prajya, not by your siblings, your children. They cannot get you the liberation. Then, dhani, I've got a lot of money. Can I purchase liberation? Kitna lagega? Bolo. Tyagene. But it's only by tyag you can get it. Since that tyag is there, so I am renouncing all my actions, my duties, my nitya karma, my namittik karma. I am tyagi.
So what is this fruit of action? So here Shankaracharya ji say tyaga phalam, it is in Sanskrit, jnana purvakasya sarva karma tyagasya phalam mokshakyam na labet.
If you do the renunciation with prior understanding, jnana purvakasya, before prior understanding, then only it will give you the result. Why we are doing the tyag, karma phala tyag? Why we want prasad buddhi? Because ultimately I want to get the moksha. That is why I want. But if you do this rajasik tyag,
naiva tyag phalam labhe. Tyag phal is ultimately the liberation. Liberation you will not get.
So, it's one thing you will notice here, in the both tamasik tyag and rajasik tyag, it is the renunciation of action.
In the first one is, niyatasya tu sanyasa karma na paddhita mohata se parityagya.
Mohat, because of the moha, I
am not doing. In the second case, in the rajasik tyag, because it is going to give me dukkha, kaya klesh. At the physical level, it will give me trouble, klesh, therefore I am. In both cases, actual action is renounced, actual answer. I am not doing anything.
Therefore, Shankaracharya ji says, or Bhagavan here says, naivam tyagaphalam labhet, you will not get tyagaphal. What is tyagaphal? Liberation, always you have to remember. Tyag I am doing for that liberation. And tyag of karmaphal is not physical tyag of karmaphal. Don't misunderstand. It's not physical giving up fruit of action. It is not craving a specific fruit of action. That's all.
What is sattvic tyag?
Karyam itteva yat karma. Niyatam kriyate arjuna. Sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva. Satyaga satviko matah. Karyam itteva yat karma niyatam kriyate arjuna. Sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva. Satyaga satviko matah.
That type of tyag is sattvic. We are supposed to do this type of tyag, sattvic tyag. What is that? Karyam iti eva yat karyam. Karyam. Shankaracharya, this is kartavyam. Karyam, this is my duty. and I have to do it. There is no running away from the karma. Karyam.
You see, all the situations and circumstances which we face in our life, they all are ordered by me. All the situations, circumstances, good or bad, they all come to me because of my past karma. The karmaphal will definitely come, and it will come through somebody. Because Lord Narayan with four hands is not going to come and deliver you the packet of joy and packet of sorrow. He is not going to come. He will send it through somebody.
So karyam iti eva yat karma. Sattvic person, he will not run away from the karma, from his niyat karma, from his duties. He will do it, his duty. But in the case of tamasic, he has renounced his duty out of moha. In the case of rajasic, it will give me dukkha. It will give me kaya klesh. So I renounce. Both of them have renounced. And the sattvic person, no. He says, this is my kartavya, this is my duty, I have to do it. That's all. But how is he doing? Sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva. Sangam tyaktva, no attachment to the action. Phalam tyaktva, not craving for a specific fruit of action. Phalam tyaktva, and there is no ego. There is no ego that I am the doer. He understands that this instrument is being utilized by the Lord for the Lord's work. I am not the doer. I am instrument in the hands of the Lord. So here the tyag is not outside, it is not physical tyag, it is inside. What is inside? There is no attachment. Sangam tyaktva, renunciation of sangam. Phalam tyaktva, I am not expecting a specific fruit of action. Both are inside. But he is doing his all actions. It is different from the rajasic and tamasic, those who have renounced the karma itself. But this person, sattvic person, has not renounced his karma. He is doing the karma. Phalam taktva, sangam taktva, and ahankar taktva. He is doing that. Atmichha vyavasiyatam nij grihat turan. Nij grihat turna vinargamyatam. Nij grihat turna. Whenever the atmichha comes, he leaves. Like in sadhana panchakam, we studied all this thing. Atmichha vyavasiyatam. The moment the urge comes in you, who am I? Then Shankaracharya says, nij grihat turnam, immediately, as fast as possible, nij griha. Come out of griha means your own house. But here the implied meaning is nij griyat, from this body. You get detached. Binar gammyatam, vishesh rupena gammyatam. Get out of this body. Go to the Guru and get the knowledge. So long this body is there. Turnam binar gammyatam. Very good. So he has given up, what is those three things? Sangam taktva, no attachment to the action. Phalam taktva, not craving for specific fruit of action, and no ego. But somebody may ask a question. Bhagwan, we were talking about the tyag. And in the first two cases you told that somebody has given up the karma itself. And the tamasic person has given up the karma, rajasic person also has given up the karma, physical. Stop doing. And in case of sattvic, he is doing, he is doing all actions as a duty. How are you comparing with these two? It is like that Shankaracharya gives an example as if you are saying, three Brahmanas are coming. When they come closer, then I come to know the two of them are Vedantis, those who know the all Anga, Sarang Veta. They know all the text, all the scriptures, Shastra, Sarvedanga knower. And the third one is Kshatriya. And you are saying three Brahman? Yes, sir. In the first two cases, so you told that they have renounced the action. But the sattvic person has not renounced. It is like the three Brahmanas are coming, out of which two are Vedantins, one is Kshatriya. How are you telling the Kshatriya also a Brahman? And in this case, Tyaga, are you understanding the subtle point here? In the case of Rajasic and Tamasic, it is the renunciation of action. In the Sattvic case, it is not the renunciation of action, it is the renunciation of karma phal and Sangha, Tyaktva Sangha. Somebody objected to this way. So, Shankaracharya gave the answer to that. No, it's not that way. It's not that way. It is to be done in this way. Both are doing Tyag because the Tyag is common in all three. The foolish Tamasic Tyagi gave up the action out of ignorance, mohat. And the Rajasic, because of it will give me sorrow and kaya klesh bhayat, it will give me a klesh, pain at the physical level, kaya klesh bhayat. Why? In the first two, they left the action. In sattvic case, he is doing the action. Doing the action. But there is a change inside. What is that change inside? He is not attached to the fruit of action, not attached to action, and there is no ego. Renounced karma phalatyag, no attachment to the action, and doership is not there. Like Lakshmanji accompanied Lord Rama. Ramji told him, both to the Lakshman and Sita, that in the forest there will be kaya klesh, there will be dukkha, it will give you sorrow, body pain will be there. But they accepted. Why? It is my duty to serve Lord. It is my duty. So they were not attached to the action or fruit of action. They have renounced the fruit of action. It is my duty. I will do it. So do niyat karma without sangha, without phal. And that is sattvic tyaga. And who are the example? And this tyag should be based on vivek. The sattvic person has done the vivek. What is the vivek? If I do it in this way, my equipment will get purified. I will become fit for the knowledge. If I get the knowledge in this life, I will get liberated here and now. This is vivek. So the renunciation is inside. It is not physical renunciation of action. Unless you do your niyat karma and naimittik karma in the way as suggested by the Lord, then your equipment gets purified. If you don't do it, like a tamasic, out of moha says, no, nahi karega. Rajasic, nahi karega. We all escape our duty in Rajasic way. I am trying to explain you this again and again. We renounce our duties. Why? It will give me sorrow. it will give me pain at the body level. If you renounce that way, your mind will never get purified. Never get purified. You will never be fit for the knowledge. Then moksha, tyaga phal. What is the tyaga phal? Moksha. Not available. So what we have to do? We have to do our karma, niyat karma, nimitta karma, and there should not be any sangha and phalam tattva. Renouncing the fruit of action, and there is no attachment in action. This way you have to do, then it is a sattvic tyaga. And that you have to do it. Have to do it. Lord, according to our past karma, has given us the family situation and circumstances. By doing our duty according to our varna and ashram, according to my position, status, we have to do. Suppose you are employed, if you are manager, you have to do the duty of manager. You cannot escape it. You have to do it. But how to do it, your duties? Let's see. Say, sangam tyaktva, phalam tyaktva, renouncing the fruit of action, renouncing the fruit of action, not craving for a specific fruit. Sangam tyaktva, not attaching to the karma also. If this way we do, then it becomes a sattvic dhyana. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.